cast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 31 with verse 15 today. Recognize that your neighbor feels as you do, and keep in mind everything you dislike. Being surrendered to salvation's call in Christ Jesus helps us to recognize that our neighbor should be loved as ourselves, because we ultimately understand that we are all flawed and in need of grace and forgiveness. By accepting Jesus into our hearts, we are reminded of our own faults and shortcomings, and we are called to extend the same compassion and mercy to others. When we truly grasp the depth of God's love for us, we are able to see our neighbor in a new light. We understand that they are also beloved children of God, worthy of love and respect. Even when we disagree with their actions or beliefs, we are called to treat them with kindness and understanding, just as we would want to be treated ourselves. In essence, being surrendered to salvation's call in Christ Jesus helps us to see beyond our differences and recognize the humanity and dignity in every person. We are all on a journey of faith and growth, and by loving our neighbor as ourselves, we can create a more compassionate and understanding community and world at large. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. Lord, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 31. It's verse 15 this morning. We've got a three-stanza poem. Ongoing, it's titled, Neighbor Feels As You. Your neighbor feels as you do. In this world that's often askew, they share your joys and sorrows too, and understand your regret, the things you rue. They see the flaws that you despise, and hear the same deceitful lies. Together you both empathize, with hearts that ache and tears that rise. So remember, as you go about your day, that your neighbor feels in the same way. And let compassion guide what you do and say, as you navigate this world each day to pray. Amen. I'm Thomas Shirkers Wiggins. It's April 7th, 2024. And we're recording this morning at 3:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up today a little early. Still trying to get over the difference in time. Right now we would have been up and already moving about our day. It would almost be noon, I think, actually. 6 hours on top of four would be noon. Yeah, or 10 o'clock, actually. So it would be in the mid-morning. We would have already eaten breakfast. We'd already been moving and doing things and just trying to readjust. Not always easy. So today's message reminds me of from friends from our past, people that we grew up with, who have different ideas than we do, it seems, when it comes to people who lead, or the way that people lead, or the way that a person wants to do do good for America. And this is where we differ in our expressed love of the United States, our home, is that we truly believe that everyone has that own feeling. We can always express those feelings that we don't agree, but that doesn't stop us from loving each and every person who is free. Free to do what they want to be. And we know what we see. And so we truly grasp the depth of God's love for us. And we see our neighbor in a new light. We understand that they are beloved children of God, worthy of love and respect. Even when we disagree with their actions or beliefs, we are called to treat them with kindness and understanding. And that should guide our day's way of living and loving and being surrendered to Christ Jesus, the salvation of life eternal. Amen. We pray that these individuals see and recognize this is more than just life as it is. And we pray for their freedom of heart. Amen. We close at 7:11 this morning in Jesus' sweet name, thinking about the name of Jesus and what it means to be surrendered to His truth. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. It is Sunday. Get out and see your preachers, your teachers, and share your tithes as we grow the church to become alive in Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Johnny, I saw your rendition of The Passion. What a beautiful play you put on, and you showed so much emotion, my friend. I really enjoyed seeing those pictures and hearing the video that was shot for it. Pretty amazing. And his church, my brother-in-law, put on a passion play over Easter, and he played Jesus, and man, did he do an amazing job. It was really fantastic. So, but anyway, God bless you, my brother, and have a wonderful day in Christ's name. It's 7:44, we close. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.